Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We got more of the U.S. Supreme Court backing up the police accused of excessive force. So once again, Supreme Court doing its job and helping the state and running roughshod over your rights. We got more on that coming up with you tonight. It's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Of course, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether it's Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which we opened the show talking about tonight. And again, that turns out it's actually in state court, not federal court. So that explains why there's so much video that you can get of this particular trial. Because if it was in federal court, all you would get was what we got out of the Ross Ulbricht trial, which is like one sketch from the artist every day.
How ridiculous.
That's literally it. And the only thing you can bring into a federal court is a pencil and a piece of paper if you're with the news media. No,
what if I bring like two colored pencils?
They might let you. Mm. I don't know if you have to get a permit for an extra color though, from the federal court. We go, though, to your calls and thoughts here. We got Epicurus. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Calling from, I think, Manchester. Go ahead, Epicurus.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'll keep it brief. So you guys are kind of familiar with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, right?
Yeah, actually, Matt's been watching it pretty closely over the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, I haven't been watching it for about that long, but I've been watching it for a few days, and I watched what happened here today. I've been watching it on YouTube, the Law and Crime Network, and I think I noticed something that a lot of people aren't really talking about yet. So the video on YouTube, it's about the 2-hour and 3-minute mark, 2 hours and 4 minutes, something like that. The prosecution, so I think it's about noon today. The prosecution is questioning a forensics video expert from Oregon. And during that time, I think the prosecutor kind of slipped out of doing this. He kind of stopped not in his best interest. But he had the forensics expert zoom in and play the video of what happened with Kyle on the second incident that they're referring to with involving Anthony Huber and that guy Gage Grosskowitz.
Mm-hmm.
So he zoomed in as Anthony Huber was hitting Kyle with his skateboard.
Mm.
And because he's zooming in, this is the first time, I think it's the first time a lot of people have seen this, you can actually see that this guy Anthony with his skateboard not only grabs Kyle's rifle, you can see, since it's zoomed in, you can see the rifle being pulled away from Kyle, which fits Kyle's testimony that he could feel the sling slipping off his shoulder.
Hmm.
But you can also actually see Kyle sliding on the ground because this guy, Anthony Huber, is pulling him with so much force, you can see Kyle actually just completely sliding sideways.
I did not get to see that. I was driving when I was watching it, so I didn't get to see that detail. I wish I had now that you're talking.
I have it up on my phone right now, but I don't know how long it's going to be. But
okay, so Kyle was so this guy was trying to take Kyle's rifle from him and dragging Kyle via the rifle is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely 100% clear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Joe is showing it on his phone right now. Yeah, he's getting pulled around. Look at that.
Yeah, so it's unequivocal to me. Now that we can zoom in, because this forensics expert is able to do that, you could see. I mean, it's obvious. The guy had his rifle, and to me, it's unequivocally obvious that it was completely justified for Kyle to shoot this guy who had just struck him in the head and was pulling his rifle so hard that he was dragging him across the street.
Wow. That said, now that we're talking about it, and as a gun dude, I just want to get on my soapbox a little bit about buying cheap equipment for your loadouts. people don't buy. Kyle Rittenhouse said that they stopped at a local sporting goods store and bought cheap slings. Please don't buy cheap slings. The sling is an important part of the gun. If you're going to buy a Blue Force Gear Vickers sling or something, it's $40 and worth every single penny. They're not cheap. Buy good contact points for the gun. Make sure that gun, make sure you can be pulled around by the gun and not have it leave your body. You don't want that thing breaking off the gun and somebody else getting your gun. You should be able to hang off a mountainside by that sling. So that's it.
It's a good point. That's all I had to say. I just want to mention that because I don't think a lot of people have saw that.
No, that was a great observation. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. That's really interesting. I'm going to rewatch that as soon as the show's over tonight. I'm going to go do that.
Thanks, Epicurus. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. Thanks.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Again, open phones here. You can bring up what you want. So the number is 603-283-6160. Let's talk to Doc calling from an undisclosed location surrounded by cats. Go ahead, Doc.
Good morning, Vietnam. Oh,
you sound very far away, Doc. I don't know what happened to your call. You were very clear earlier when I screened the call. Are you still with us?
I sure am.
All right, I'm going to have to put you back on hold because it is no good.
We can hardly hear.
Yeah, no good for putting on the air. So we'll try her again here in a little bit. 603-283-6160. So another Supreme Court case, this story from Reuters, I've been holding on to this for a couple weeks. Since you brought one in, Joa, tonight, I figured we'd follow up with some more bad news, where the Supreme Court recently in October signaled it is not retreating from its inclination to grant qualified immunity to police accused in lawsuits of using excessive force, ruling in favor of the officers in two different cases, one from California, another in Oklahoma. The justices overturned their lower court's decisions, allowing a trial in a lawsuit against officers Josh Gerdner and Brandon Vick over the 2016 fatal shooting of a hammer-wielding man in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. They also overturned a lower court's decision to deny a request by police officer Daniel Rivas Villegas for qualified immunity in a lawsuit accusing him of using excessive force in 2016 while handcuffing a suspect in Union City, California. The brief rulings were unsigned with no public dissents among the justices in the cases. Both decided without oral argument. So the Supreme Court didn't even want to hear from the defense in this case, or in either case. The qualified immunity defense protects police and other government officials from civil litigation, permitting lawsuits only when an individual's clearly established constitutional or statutory rights have been violated. The rulings indicated that the justices think lower courts are denying qualified immunity too frequently in police excessive force cases, having previously chided appeals courts on that issue in recent years. So the Supreme Court is saying to these courts, hey, you guys are taking away qualified immunity too often. You courts are actually allowing police in some cases to be sued. And we, the Supreme Court, are saying you shouldn't be doing that. You need to grant our officers qualified immunity every time.
So you're saying even when they're obviously, clearly stating and whatever, like, that they're violating your rights, like that officer said to me, F the Constitution.
Yep.
That is clear violation of their oath in what they're doing, and they're just blatantly ignoring the law, and they're not, and the Supreme Court doesn't want to hear these things. So, like, you have to use certain procedures. You have to follow the policy. You got to, you know, you swear an oath to the Constitution. Time to man up and face the music. Come on, Supreme Court. We
I
need
would
you.
Argue. What did you say earlier? You said that you know, an officer who says something like that's in violation of their oath. I would say if it's an officer who's in violation of their oath to an extent where they're saying F your constitutional rights, I would say that makes them no longer an American.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, yeah, their
enemy.
I would say duty to office is completely eroded.
People.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think any police officer that is using excessive force or anything like that, move to North Korea. I'll pay for your plane ticket.
Lawyer in the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, Chris Kennett, said, quote, these are not the actions of a court that is likely to end or seriously reform qualified immunity. In 2020, Reuters revealed how qualified immunity, with the Supreme Court's continual refinements, has made it easier for police officers to kill or injure civilians with impunity. Hmm. In the Oklahoma case, police responded to a complaint by the former wife of the slain man, Dominic Rollis, that he was inebriated and in her garage. Officers told the man they were there not to arrest him, but rather give him a ride out of there, according to court papers, but he refused to go with them. A lower court found the officers then advanced on Rollis, prompting him to back up and grab a hammer that he held above his head and refused to drop. We'll tell you more about the story coming up here in moments, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 603-283-6160, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission nor more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about the police getting away with murder and having the Supreme Court back them up. In fact, the Supreme Court overturning lower court decisions saying, yeah, the police should be able to be sued in a couple of cases we're talking about. We'll share more with you about those. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. I mean, it's almost impossible to find examples of cases where the courts actually allow police to be held to the standard of, you know, actually being facing some sort of a trial, facing some sort of consequences for their actions. Almost never that the cops face consequences for their actions. But yet, there were a couple of cases, one of them in Oklahoma.
And in my case, I'm just going to say, like, they totally prevented things from coming up in my case.
Absolutely. Now, which case was
this
that?
This was my Worcester arrest when they muscled me out of the police station, threw my phone, told me to go get it. Right. And I got arrested for trespassing when I went to go get it. Yeah. And I got punched in the chest while I handcuffed. Yeah.
Yeah, and that case, what's the status of it right now?
Well, they went from criminal. This is last minute. I waited 2 years for a jury trial, and last minute they changed the criminal charges. Disorderly conduct and trespass to civil charges.
Who even knew that they could do that? I've never even heard of that before.
Common law in Massachusetts, I guess they can get away with this stuff. And because they did this, I couldn't have a couple witnesses on the stand. I just got the testimony from the arresting officer, which he admitted on the stand that my trespass charge really shouldn't have been really stuck. He didn't admit like that, but it was more like he found out later that I was ordered to go get my phone over there. So I would never have gotten the trespass or the disorderly.
If they hadn't.
And the judge didn't care. He just ruled against me, railroaded the whole case.
So you lost, quote-unquote, the civil case.
Yeah, I did. And it's just...
Does that mean you don't have to pay them now?
I have no fines. I do have... it's not going to go against my Corey check and that sort of thing. But if... You know, I do have a record in Massachusetts because of this, and it's blighted, as in they put a little description about it, and it's making me sound like I'm anti-cop or something. And this is absolutely... grotesque what they're doing, and
you're just pro accountability, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, the judge completely brought up facts that didn't matter, didn't bring up the facts that did matter. Yeah. I got railroaded, absolutely railroaded.
But there's no fine.
No, nothing.
Isn't that normally what happens in a civil case? Is there some sort of monetary damages that are issued to the winning party?
Nothing. It was a fascinating.
That's weird.
I don't even think these could be considered. How can you get trespass and disorderly criminal charges reduced to civil? These are not civil charges. This makes any sense at all.
Sounds really kangaroo.
Oh yeah. They did this to everyone else that was about to have jury trial this day. There was five cases.
Weird.
They were ready to pick jury trials, and they just basically either, like, you know, verbally muscled them out and made them sign agreements. I would not back down. And because I would not back down, they lowered the charges to civil. And that way I couldn't have my day in court.
No jury.
You got it.
All right, we're going to continue. We'll tell you more about what happened with the Supreme Court basically backing up violent cops who killed people. But let's first go. We're going to give Doc another try here. She called in from another line. Doc, are you with us?
Yep.
All right.
And audible.
Yeah. We got you now. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Cool. You will not win.
Huh? What does that mean?
You think that I'm something that I am not.
Who will not win?
Evil incarnate.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a few nights ago, I tried to call in. My friend Aria tried to piece it together. At the time of this broadcast, my friends in New Hampshire, who I want here, who serve true team freedom, who are listening in, who are tuned in, who hear my words and hear my passion... Friends, I don't know if Aria is dead or alive. Huh? I don't know if the dude I'm in love with is dead or alive.
What is that supposed to mean? I mean, I just...
LRN.FM.
The reason why we dropped your call earlier this week.
Oh, she swore earlier this week?
Yeah, she said the S word earlier this week.
I'm giving you permission to speak on your show.
Thanks, I appreciate that. The number here is 603-283-6160. Yeah, you can't say those words. We are a radio show. We're doing a broadcast, which means the F word, the S word.
Was that who I think it was? Was that what's going on there?
I don't know.
Don't know. 603-283-6160. Whoever she is, she's got a difficulty expressing herself. She kind of, you know, gets a little bit lost in whatever it is she's trying to say.
She does seem passionate. I'll give her that.
Yeah, definitely just, passionate.
I would say, you know, whatever is bothering you, focus that energy into something good.
Hopefully. So back to the story here from Reuters about the two Supreme Court cases where they backed up the police. They overturned lower courts that had said that the police, in two cases of violence, police violence, that these lower courts said, yeah, these officers, they don't deserve qualified immunity for what they did. And the Supreme Court says, oh, yeah, they do. Case overturned. And so here's a quick summary from Reuters of these cases. Oklahoma, you got a man who is drunk in a garage of his ex-wife. She calls the cops on him. Cops there tell him, okay, we're not going to arrest you. We only just want to give you a ride out of there. He refused to go with the police. They refused to accept their ride. A lower court found the officers then advanced on the man, prompting him to back up and grab a hammer that he held above his head and refused to drop. When the man appeared to raise the hammer further, two of the officers fired multiple times, killing him. A third officer had decided that the situation called for him to go, quote, less lethal by putting his firearm in his holster and instead using his stun gun. So one of the three officers on the scene had some level of sanity and figured, oh, this guy's just drunk. I don't need to shoot him to death. But the other two shot him to death. Rollis' estate sued the two cops who shot him, accusing them of using excessive force in violation of the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment prohibition on unreasonable searches and seizures. The police said they used the force because they feared the man would charge at them or throw the hammer. The Denver-based 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in 2020 denied the officers qualified immunity, finding that they may have unjustifiably escalated the situation. Gee, you think? They did close in on the man in this particular situation. And we've seen plenty of cases where the police seem to be trained to escalate situations rather than de-escalate.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I believe that it doesn't matter who they are, if it's police or not. And I don't like violence in general, but if people are coming onto your property illegally, you have the right to defend yourself. And for him raising that hammer or whatever
This may
happened,
not have been his property. That's not clear in this, okay, in this story.
Well, he has the
but
right
they
to
told
his life.
They told him they were just offering him a ride.
Yeah.
Right? And he was like, no, thanks. Mm. I'm fine. Just drunk
yeah,
in this,
so
this
go
garage.
Away. Right. You know? Go away, I don't want your ride.
Right.
You know.
The Supreme Court declined to decide, quote, whether recklessly creating a situation that requires deadly force can itself violate the Fourth Amendment, instead saying that no prior case had clearly established that the officer's actions were illegal. And in the other case...
Hey, well, slavery was legal, guys.
It sure was. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. We'll tell you a little bit more about the second of these two excessive force cases. The Supreme Court backed up the police and said, no, no, it's fine. You can kill these guys. You have no liability for your actions.
Nutty.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can bring up what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 9 days of testimony, the jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse will soon begin deliberations. The Illinois teenager is accused of shooting three people, killing two of them during riots last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the death of George Floyd.
The evidence is closed, and we're going to break for the weekend at this point. The lawyers and I have some work to do tomorrow.
Judge Bruce Schroeder. He says closing arguments will begin on Monday. Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense. The prosecution says he went to Wisconsin because he was looking for trouble. A U.S. appeals court has put off allowing Congress access to former President Trump's White House records regarding January 6th. There's a scheduled hearing coming up in 2 weeks on the matter. This is USA Radio News. The United States honored Veterans Day with celebrations around the country. President Biden was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He called veterans the spine of America and promised to meet the sacred obligation owed to them.
Our veterans represent the best of America. You are the very spine of America, not just the backbone. You're the spine of this country. And all of us owe you.
A pair of powerful storm systems, including a rare November blizzard, are forecast to hit the northern United States. Blizzard warnings are in place for parts of northeastern South Dakota and western Minnesota through Friday night. Several inches of snow and wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour could create whiteout conditions and difficult travel in the area as an intensifying windy storm, sometimes known as a November witch, is striking the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We're going to continue talking about the U.S. Supreme Court backing up the cops, which is basically their job. It's very rare that they will actually make a ruling in favor of freedom or in favor of the individual, in favor of individual rights. No, they're backing up the police, saying, yeah, you guys can shoot and, you know, kill a drunk man in a garage who simply held a hammer over his head, even though you were the ones that advanced on him, even though you closed in and forced him to feel like he was being threatened because you had guns drawn on him.
There really is no separation between the executive branch and the judicial branch.
No.
The three branches of government in general are basically a facade.
Yeah, the whole idea that there's a check and balance between them is ridiculous.
It's one big glob. They're all homies. They all hang out.
Well, they're, you know, I don't know if I can say it. They're circle... And,
pleasuring
circle pleasuring themselves.
Circularly. So we got more here on this story. And also, I do want to say thank you to Chris LaRue, who is a Free Talk Live Diamond Level new Free Talk Live Amps member. He's over on our new Patreon that we launched a couple weeks ago. So thank you, Chris, for joining the new Amps program. You can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you can sign up there and get some perks, get some benefits that we appreciate you for doing. And one of those things, we'll give you a shout-out on the air. You don't have to use your real name, by the way. Patreon lets you put in a screen name or a username. So if you don't want us to say your real name, you can just put in whatever you want us to say, which is pretty cool. So check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. So there were two cases that the Supreme Court accepted. I remember earlier we were talking about a case that the Supreme Court rejected because they didn't want to have to hear this case. The lower court ruled in the favor of the police. So the Supreme Court said, all right, well, fine. The lower court ruled in favor of the cops being awful, and in this case it was stealing a camera from a man and trying to delete his footage.
They didn't, though.
Of them beating a man. And so the Supreme Court said, well, we don't need to hear this case, because the lower court ruled how the Supreme Court wanted them to. But in these two cases, where the cops hurt and or killed people, the Supreme Court, the lower courts actually ruled against the police. They ruled that the police could be held liable, in theory, for these actions. And so the Supreme Court took the cases on, reversed the lower court decisions, and went in favor of the cops. The second case...
Scary.
Is the California case. The justices ruled in favor of the cop in this particular case. The cop's name was Rivas Villegas. This case involved the arrest of a man named Ramon Cortes Luna at his home. The officer, Rivas Villegas, used his foot to push the man down and then pressed his knee into the man's back while another officer handcuffed him. The San Francisco-based 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had ruled that the man... his excessive force claim could go to trial, so he's not dead, thank goodness, noting that the suspect had been prone and not resisting. So the Circuit Court of Appeals said, hey, this guy, he was down. He wasn't resisting you. You could have just handcuffed him. You used excessive force against him. This can go to trial. Supreme Court said, no, it can't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So there's your...
actually,
your
totally update. Believable. Yeah. Totally believable.
That's where we're at.
Oh, I believe it. I believe that there is this wave going in the opposite direction of our freedom.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. And this is a reason why we need to get out of the United States.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. We need New Hampshire independence. And we can just give the federal government the big middle finger.
Right. Now, that's not to say that the New Hampshire Supreme Court is any better than the federal Supreme Court. But at least here... we have some accountability. At least here, you can know where these people live. Now, I'm not saying, you know, violence is the solution. In fact, I want a peaceful independence movement. But we have protested out in front of the governor's house here. And we've protested in front of the attorney general's house here in New Hampshire. And I couldn't tell you where the Supreme Court of New Hampshire or the United States lives, or where the attorney general of the United States lives, and how much money would it cost to go to their house. So who the hell knows? Thousands of dollars.
If you went anywhere near it, you'd probably be carted off by you'd get black bagged in a heartbeat. Probably.
Right. Here in front of the attorney general's house, it's a few yokels from the Hinsdale Police Department or something like that, or whatever they come out. You know, it's
Lives in Hinsdale?
No, it wasn't Hinsdale. It was Hillsborough, which...
Oh, Hillsborough.
Oh, jeez, that's why the Hillsborough police are so bad.
They're bad. They are bad.
Hinsdale's an interesting choice.
But they were on their best behavior with us, because we had video cameras.
Right.
So it completely changed how they handled that situation.
I like to think the camera puts cops in check.
It certainly does, unless, of course, they are totally out of control and willing to steal your camera and smash it on the ground or whatever.
Or use physical intimidation our friend Dick Tracy did the other day.
Dick Tracy, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about old Dick?
Sure. I mean, this is possible voter law violation to the person who you file complaints to about voter violations.
He works for the Justice Department.
That's right.
He's literally the investigator for the Justice Department. One of them. They got a few.
Yeah.
Is actually named Richard Tracy. No joke.
Stop.
Seriously.
Yep. Oh my God!
Yeah. And I saw him like a couple of days before, and then he just runs into me, and he already knew my name apparently, which I was like, how'd you know
researching.
That? Yeah, good. Yeah, well, I hope you're watching my videos.
He's detecting.
Yeah, and so I went to a polling station. I actually went to six polling stations for the election the other day.
Right, and you had no issue at any of them until this one. So you've already gone to a few of them, right?
Well, the issue is a little bit more predominant at this one. I did have one other issue, but the police corrected the moderator, and they never showed up like he said they would. And I even clarified with the police. They're fine. But this particular location, I think it was Ward 3, I'm not sure, in Manchester. The moderator didn't like me being there.
You just walked in with a video camera into what is ostensibly a public area.
Correct. And the moderator was saying I got to go to the observation area, and I believe that anywhere that like there wasn't the guardrail according to the rules, which I read the rules, and I established that there was a guardrail kind of set up, and like there's tables kind of blocking away, Yeah, I guess long story short, Dick Tracy.
Yeah, this is like a 2-hour long video.
Yeah, he was being very crass. You say it was very entertaining.
It was. Yeah. Bonnie and I were watching it a couple nights ago.
Yeah, Dick Tracy was being very crass, and he tried to walk in my path once, and I was like, look, if I stop right now, you're going to stop? You're not going to walk into me? And he's like, yes. And I was like, stop. Mm-hmm. And I did that right before I'd go into the observation area, which is like around a corner, and you can't observe anything they're doing. Mm-hmm. So how is it observation area? It's just a joke. But I eventually after
his... Well, it didn't seem like it was around a corner to me. There was like a wall separator there. Was there?
I didn't notice that. You can't see what any of them are doing, which is mm-hmm. like, you know, unless you're a challenger, you can't actually see anything that's happening.
It was really entertaining because before Dick showed up, they actually had, like, the city clerk came in, because he's the guy that runs the whole thing, right? Like, in cities in New Hampshire, it's the city clerk's office that runs the elections section or whatever. Mm.
And he was very crass himself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he gets up in your face, you know, he closes whatever gap, because it's always funny, and I'm sure seen this a million times, but I've certainly done my share of recording, and anytime somebody comes up and accuses you of, like, getting in their face, they always are the ones that come up close to you. They're always the ones that close whatever gap there is.
I respected the rules completely, and I guess they came up with an article saying that I'm being investigated by the Attorney General. I don't think they are anymore because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm sure
they
reviewed it.
They would have arrested you by now.
Right. And what they were doing was against the law. Mm-hmm. That I wasn't able to see the number count of how many people voted. And I think that's public
information.
That's
something that the media records all the time.
Absolutely. How do they get this on the news and they give you updates on how many people voted and such? And I made sure I got it at least once, and I didn't go like past this invisible guardrail until I saw that there was no one voting. So I didn't go into that area. I put my camera down. You can see that in the feed. I walked over, and I just like there. Actually, the former Democratic Party chair or head was blocking me from seeing the voter count.
Shocker.
I'm not surprised, but
shocker.
Just the behavior of these bureaucrats is absolutely ridiculous. It's completely anti-independent media. Because if you'd been WMUR 9, they'd have taken your hand and given you a tour around the whole room.
Absolutely. Get you a cup of coffee. Here, have a sandwich.
One last thing is I went down to the DOJ AG's office and I filed a complaint against Dick Tracy for physical intimidation and being crass.
I bet that's going to go right in the circular file.
Yeah, no, I believe it's going to go right to the top of the list.
Yeah, right. 603-283-6160. We got time for you if you want to jump on the lines here. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. Got enough time for you. Maybe if you get on the line right now, the number again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian and Matt.
And Joa.
And if you want to check out Joa's video where he's at this polling location, head over to Breaking the Flaw. There's a Odyssey channel and a YouTube channel. And what is it called? Do you remember what that video
Well, I did an update on it, so you'll see, like, Attorney General investigating me, or it would be the polling station part two.
From, like, what, last Tuesday?
Yeah, last week, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. So check that out. Pretty entertaining. You get to see old Dick, Dick Tracy, literally, that's his name. He's the investigator who I had an encounter with a decade ago at the Justice Department.
He still hasn't changed his name?
He was born with that name, presumably.
Oh, my God, I would probably try to. You know what? I bet he was the first person in the state to buy an Apple Watch when they came out.
Yeah, maybe so. When I encountered him, the name, no joke, yeah, some of the stuff you just can't make up. Like the city manager in Keene, New Hampshire's name is Dragon.
I know.
And then the attorney general, this is not the current attorney general's name, but at the time when I first met Dick Tracy, the attorney general's name, no joke, Richard Head.
Stop.
I'm not kidding.
I can't take this.
I'm not kidding. For real.
Oh, man.
You can't make it up.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Let's talk Thomas. He's listening in California to K-Talks. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, good. Now, I was thinking about judges you mentioned. Why don't we hold them to the same standards that we all live up to?
How are you going to do that?
You know, put them in jail if they break the law.
Well, why would the police, who the judges are upholding and backing up on their violence and their illegal, unconstitutional acts, why would the police turn against any judge and put them in jail?
Yeah, good question.
I got hit with a face full of something right there.
You can't smell that.
So that's what a light bulb sounds like when it goes on.
Thanks, Thomas, for the call tonight. Let's go to a different Thomas. This one's calling from Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. I think this is the one from the jail paper Keene. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yes, how's it going, sir? Thanks for having me on the air tonight.
You sound way more sober than the last Thomas that called in a moment ago. Go ahead.
I know, but I'm getting there. I have about 5 or 6 drinks on deck. But I promise to behave. I promise to stay within the confines of my good conduct bond. But I had cold tonight because I actually want to confess a conspiracy.
Really?
Let's have it.
It's a conspiracy that you guys may be interested in.
Okay.
But now I'm armed with a strategic reserve of about 15 pounds of chalk. And what I'm working on that this week I will be getting a permit by tomorrow to chalk a specific area of the city of Keene, New Hampshire, of anti-mayoral statements about cutting out smoking in a bar.
Hold on a second. You a permit? You don't get a permit for chalking.
Technically, right now, Ian, I'm on bond.
Oh.
If I catch one more violation and don't get a permit, I'm going to jail.
Well, now, wait a minute. Is there such a thing as a permit for chalking? I mean, where do you get that permit?
Well, what I'm going to do is this. Technically, the city of Keene knows that I do protests against a local homeless shelter referred to as Hunter Nights on every Friday between 5 and 7. But the only problem is that every time I do it, I catch a mysterious code that I don't need to repeat, but it's a mysterious town ordinance violation that if I get one more of them while I'm on ROR bond for my court violation for stalking, I'll go directly to jail.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to talk other people into doing it for me.
So therefore, it's a conspiracy because other people are involved. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, you were nice enough in 2018 to give me about 20 pounds of chalk. I used about 5. I've weighed it. I have about 14 and a half pounds. I'm in the city of Keene, and they're going to be in a nightmare, but you'll enjoy it. It's going to be beautiful.
Well, just FYI, it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so that chalk will get washed right away, like...
Yeah, but that's excellent because then they can't say that it's, you know, basically the last time, gentlemen, they brought what looked like a small bulldozer and a 300-gallon water tote to be able to use a water hose to get rid of all my chalking against the mayor, George Hansel, and pro-area, pro-Boston Parisi, pro-Jody Newell slogans of people that the mayor doesn't like.
Well, if you stand on the chalk and they try to wash it off while you're standing there, you could get them for assault.
Dude, I love that. I might lay down. I might like take a nap with a rabbit.
Hey, I'll draw a chalk outline of you while you're laying down.
I love it. I can do that. But no, I'm glad you guys didn't have me on, but I only have a little battery. But I look forward to talking and telling you about my public confession of conspiring to chalk.
I love this.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Thomas. Fantastic. People can check you out at thejailpaperkeen.com. You post some of your videos there, and I appreciate the call tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I love activists like that.
Yeah, good stuff. He's not even a free stater. He's just a local
activist.
That's
even better.
Yeah, he's
God bless his soul.
He's just a local police accountability guy.
See, we have those here.
Yep.
If you move to New Hampshire, there's already some of those here who aren't even, they were born here.
Actually, he wasn't born here. He came from Miami. But he's great. You know, he gets out there and he does his thing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your service. So the number here is 603-283-6160. There was a whole war on chalk several years ago.
Oh, yeah. Remember Mariah? She did those beautiful murals, those big chalk murals. They came away
absolutely
scrubbing them off.
Incredible murals.
Incredible.
And a lunatic, a local lunatic guy, actually lived in originally from Massachusetts, came up every single day. We called him Boston Strong because the very first time he was in the park. So here in Keene, there's this what they call Central Square. It's kind of like the center of downtown. It's where everything happens, protests and you know, weddings and whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's where the chalking was primarily going on. And so this local crazy, this local plumber guy comes by and starts erasing, like getting a bucket of water from the park water fountain or whatever, the you know, sculpture that they have there, and just starts washing away this chalk. So he had a Boston Strong shirt, so we started calling him Boston Strong. Turns out the dude lived 4 houses away from this studio and was absolutely obsessed with the Free Staters and the Liberty activists here in town, mm-hmm. started to come to this park every single day, twice a day, because he'd go, like, for his plumbing job, you got to get up early for that kind of work, right?
Yeah.
Like, so he's getting up at 6 or 5 or whatever the hell time he got up. He'd get in his truck and head down to Massachusetts for the day, wherever his jobs were. But before he'd leave Keene, he'd go straight to the park, get out of his truck, go check the central square for any chalkings, and remove them.
Yeah, didn't their house get put up for sale for, like, tax?
He never paid it. He didn't pay his mortgage at some point, so it got repossessed. So then he'd come back after he got off of work. So let's say he gets off of work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. He's coming home. So end of the day, before he goes home, he stops back by the park to make sure that no one had chalked something during the daylight hours, and he removes any
wow.
chalk.
I got a chalk story for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was chalking. This was the first day of Occupy down in Providence, Rhode Island, at Burnside
wow.
Park.
And that was 10 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, I was chalking on the ground, and the next day I offered my chalk to everyone there, like we should spread our message everywhere out throughout the city,
mm-hmm.
throughout the city. And I just left it there on the statue, the Burnside statue. And then I went to go back to see if my chalk was like being used or whatever. It was stolen, and it was donated to a childcare facility. And I confronted the guy that admitted to me that he stole and gave it away. And that guy is very violent. He actually stole a Gadsden flag, which is ironic, too. And he vandalized all my Ron Paul signs that were there. And they also put on the internet, like, because I chalked, like, at the base of the statue, which is, like, easily washable. It's like, concrete.
Sure.
They said that I was vandalizing the statue. Yet someone came back the next day and started spray painting the statue. So now it looks like I spray painted the statue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was absolutely ridiculous. This guy later on got arrested.
Oh,
there's
just
a great video of him online getting tackled by Providence Police.
Did they charge you for that?
No,
for the so-called vandalism?
No, this is just their claim they put out there
okay.
on their Occupy
okay.
site.
Because they have done that. There was the Chalking yeah. 8 in Manchester, New Hampshire, back during the War on Chalk.
The War on Chalk. I forgot all about the War on Chalk.
Yeah, where they actually arrested Damo Freeman from Cop Block, some of the Keene activists had gone out
yep.
there. Kate, they got arrested for chalking outside of the Manchester Police Department. So sometimes they will charge you for that stuff, even though it's completely washable. You know, somebody in our chat room on Aria's YouTube channel is claiming vandalism is wrong. This isn't vandalism. This is expressing yourself in a temporary artistic, you know, measure.
One light rain and it's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they act like, oh my God, we had to get the fire department out with the blasting hose to get rid of it. You know, it's ridiculous.
Thanks for wasting our resources, right?
Yeah. So out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com, grab archives, podcasts, more all there, and check out Breaking the Flaw on YouTube and Odyssey for more of Joe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.